up, everybody? It's Cyprian Francis, and welcome back to the Cyprian Francis Show, the show where we talk all things media, marketing, and film. And today I'm very excited to have a special guest with me, fellow Hollywood entrepreneur, filmmaker, editor, host of the very exciting Stay Eatin' Bruh YouTube show, Miles Carey Snow.
How we doing? Cyprian and the world, what's up? How y'all doing?
So, if people watching or listening don't know what Stay Eatin' Bruh is, right? Like, you're wearing the hat right now.
We got some merch.
Let's talk about what Stay Eatin' Bruh is, right? So, it's a YouTube show.
Correct. It's a YouTube show, but it really started out on Snapchat. Shout out to Snapchat, way back in the day. I used to just always post my food. Like, every day I'd post something wild because my diet's not good. You know what I mean? I'm a junk food junkie. So I would just post food, like, every day, and my little caption was just Stay Eatin' Bruh. And then it kind of caught on with my friends and whatnot. And then when I moved out here, a couple of friends here were like, hey, you should, you know what I mean, turn it into something. And we kind of came up with the idea of doing, like, interviews and at restaurants in the area. And so that's kind of how it started. And then from there, we just kind of trying to build.
And that friend that was helping you, is that our good friend Clay Kerr? Was he one of the one of the first people helping put the idea together from posts to an actual shooting, editing, producing, going on set? You have someone else that helps you, right?
Yeah. No, Clay is a big part. Shout out to Clay. But Ruth and Nicole, who you see in the videos, like, from the very start. My bad. A little bit of a cough, y'all. I'm trying to get over it. I'm still here for y'all, though. Ruth and Nicole are kind of like the first two that really pushed me to actually, you know, start filming and interviewing people, checking out different food spots. And they still help me out today a lot. So I appreciate them for really getting it rolling.
So how many episodes do you have, roughly?
I want to say around 30. But then we also are behind on editing and whatnot. So we probably have another 10 to 15 that we got to chop up.
10 to 15. Put out. And after this, you're going to go film another one.
Yeah, but I'm a little under the weather, and I had some lobster the other night, and we're supposed to eat lobster today, so I don't know, bro. I don't usually tap out with the food, but this might be the first time, bro. I might have to double back.
So let's talk about your journey here, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, how long have you been in Los Angeles?
3 years now. Yeah, just about exactly 3 years.
And so what, you know, a lot of people probably don't know is you kind of have some musical skills, right?
I appreciate that.
Because I always see you in the studio, right? Like, you hang with a lot of musicians. Uh-huh. You dropped some music videos recently.
I did. Like a year ago.
It was pretty good, though, right? Like,
I appreciate it. It was out there.
The Malibu shot, right? With the drone, right? With the classic car, right?
That was good. We had the old caddy and all that, man. Yeah, that was just, I don't know, that was fun. That was like a different type of music. We were kind of doing our own thing, like mixing hip hop and then a little bit of country in there and pop. So that was fun. But, you know, now I'm kind of transitioning more into photography and filming. And a lot of my friends do music, so I am in the studio a lot, you know, recording for them and shooting for them and also just being around the music and throwing my ideas around for what they're working on. So, yeah, I'm definitely around music all the time. I'll be in the studio too late. Shout out to all my friends telling me to sleep. I'm working on it. I'm not good at it yet, but I'm going to get there.
And so some of these friends, these studio friends, were they the ones that helped you get to the 50 Cent thing yesterday? Because two or 3 days ago, you just dropped the 50 Cent getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Correct.
Right? And you were saying that one of them is a drummer or something?
Yeah. Shout out my boy Darius and my boy Dot, S Dot. They're both from New York. They have toured with 50 and numerous other, like, huge bands. Very, very talented musicians. And they kind of pulled me in on that because I live right down the street. They were in town for it. And we've been filming kind of for the past 4 or 5 months together. So when they do shows, we did, like, Rolling Loud and stuff like that. So what we're working on together is kind of behind the scenes of the band, and you know what I mean?
Okay.
You always see the artist, and you know what I mean? You always see the show. If you want to see a show recap or something like that, you can just go to the show. But even if you're at the show, watching the show, you can't really see the whole behind the scenes, backstage, all that. So that's kind of what we're trying to bring out together. So I've been working with them very closely, and they've been pulling me in on a lot of amazing, you know, events and whatnot like that. I still got my credentials right here. Shout out to Stars.
That's for the 50? Cause
yeah, this was like a day ago or whatever. But yeah, this is what you need right here. You can't buy this. You gotta, you know what I mean?
So if anybody wants to go see the behind the scenes of 50 Cent and his Hollywood star, right?
Yeah.
Who are you interviewing in the store or in the restaurant? Who did you go in and dap up with?
Tony Yayo.
Tony Yayo.
Yeah, shout out Tony Yayo, man, for sure. He showed mad love too at Madison Square Garden when we did a show. My boy Darius, who's the drummer, he kind of introduced me and was like, my man's, you know, doing the behind the scenes. And he was like, oh, you the first drummer I seen with a cameraman. Like,
respect
for that. And he came over and dapped me up, and he really rocks with what we're doing. And his personality is amazing. That dude is like, his energy's always on point. Like, you know what I mean? It's always a good time.
He was always one of my favorite GG editors, right?
Like, G-Uniters. Yep. Yeah, shout out Tony Yayo for sure.
But let's see, who came out? Eminem came out. Dr.
Eminem
Dre
was
came
there.
Out.
It was a lot of people I looked up to and I didn't know were going to be there. Like, we were pretty close, you know what I mean, to the stage and everything, but we couldn't really see everybody that was sitting down that was about to go speak. So when they brought M up, like, the lady was talking about most streams ever in the 2000s, something like that. So I'm like, oh, she's still talking about 50.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. And then she goes, she said, oh, his new album just dropped and Music to be Murdered to. And I was like, dang, did she just mess up 50's like album names or something? And then she's like, please welcome Eminem. And we all went crazy. We all look at each other like, yo, what? He popped up. He did a dope little speech. And yeah, he was out pretty quick after. But
and Dre too, right?
Dre was there too.
They had to take photo ops.
Exactly. All three of them. They definitely, I was trying to catch that photo. I didn't get it. But yeah, they definitely got one.
I did peep the comments. Everyone was like, oh, Eminem sagging pretty hard there.
Hey, bro, Eminem can do what he want. Eminem a legend. When you get to that level, you can sag however low you want. You know what I mean? I don't know how low you want to go, but it's up to you at that point.
All right, so let's talk about the process, right? The process of you putting this show together, right? You said you have some team mm-hmm. members, and our restaurants and establishments reaching out to you. Are you mm-hmm. still hitting them up? Do you have a strategy with, like, if it's a new place, you want to? Because we went and did I saw you at the Harold's Chicken.
The Harold's Chicken grand opening,
right?
Yeah.
And you did an episode.
I did an episode. Shout out my boy Chris in the kitchen.
And so that was good timing. But is that the strategy, or do you kind of just?
That's a good question, man. It kind of depends. At this point, it's cool to see the progression, though, because we started out, you know, going to restaurants and having to pay, and sometimes, you know, people being a little bit iffy on the camera and all that. So now it's kind of changing, and we don't pay for food a lot, which is great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're seeing that's cross promotion for both of us. We obviously shout them out and all that. But then also, in terms of who reaches out to who, it just kind of depends. If I see some food, sometimes people tag me in food in a restaurant.
As like a Miles, you
exactly.
should check this place out.
Exactly. It's that simple. And a lot of times it happens on IG. So it's not really an excuse for anybody to not reach out. I feel like whatever you're working on, a lot of people are very responsive, especially with social media. So a lot of it will start over a DM and be like, hey, this is what we do. Check out this episode. We love to shoot with y'all. And then some restaurants have heard about our stuff now too, which is real cool.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll reach out and be like, hey, can you come by and check this dish out? Or, you know what I mean? We're opening a new location. So we've done a couple of those too. So yeah, I'm just trying to keep it going, man. And I appreciate everyone that works with me and helps me with it, because it's a lot of work for sure.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the work part, right? So you kind of have probably figured out a good way to shoot, right? Chicago Bears.
Bang.
Today's the Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I've been telling everybody that I don't really care, right?
Me too.
Because
I'm
a Bears
work.
Fan.
Oh, yeah. And that.
Right?
I'm with you on that. I don't care.
But let's
shout out to the Super Bowl.
The process, right? So, like, how long are you in and out of a spot when you're shooting?
That's a very good question. And that's something that I've been trying to, you know, kind of narrow down as well on my own with the people that we work with. I want to get it down ideally to like 45 minutes. And that's like, you know, we get there, introduce ourselves, excuse me, talk to whoever we got to talk to, try to get in the kitchen for some shots, okay. You know, close-ups of the food and, you know, chopping stuff. No healthy stuff. I'm not into that.
Well, you can maybe mix it in every now and then.
But, yeah, we try to get it. I would love to get it to, like, 45 minutes because I keep eating. I could shoot, like, 3 a day. You know what I mean? The editing would be rough if we're doing that. But I just want it to be very – it started out, it would take a long time because we didn't really have a format. But now, like, I like to get there, you know what I mean, introduce ourselves, hopefully speak with a chef, get in the kitchen for a little bit, and then we do usually 2 to 3 dishes. And so we kind of – we either choose one or two and then have them bring one that they want us to try, or we'll just let them bring whatever they want us to try.
Nice.
Which goes real well, and I think it – highlights what restaurants want to, you know, present to people well as well. So, yeah, it's been going well. That's kind of the format. And then, you know, we try each dish. The chef will talk about it real quick.
Chef or owner or GM, yeah. Whoever is most camera friendly.
Exactly. Yeah. But a lot of times what we're doing now, because I know people are so into seeing the food close up, it's like kind of the whole ASMR type thing. Like people love seeing close ups on food and just like hearing the food and whatnot. I'm not really into it, but I understand the lane for it. But what we're doing is we'll have somebody, especially if they're not that comfortable on camera, but they want to speak about it, like what's special. Right. We always want to know what's different and what's unique about it. So if they're talking about it, we'll have their, you know, voiceover in the back, and then we'll just have close-ups of whatever they're talking about.
Nice. Do you have out of the 30 places, do you have like a...
Stevie's on Pico.
Stevie's on
numero
Pico.
Numero uno. I already know the question. I already know the answer.
What's the number uno?
Man, that's the number one spot for me right now.
What's the dish? You said the
King Crab Legs.
But King Crab Legs? Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, big time, bro.
What do you get with the King Crab Legs?
Man, it's like they deep fry them too. Like it's like a Cajun fried and it's amazing. And they bring it out on a plate like the size of your cabeza, like your face, bro. It's like this.
Is this like a good first day spot or no?
I mean, it's up to you.
With the crab.
Food is fire. The food is fire. The date vibe is definitely there too. It's just, you know me, I'm real chill. I could go to McDonald's. If a girl bring me to McDonald's or Chick-fil-A and we get down like that the first day, I'm cool with that because I feel like it's about the conversation and you know what I mean? All that.
We're going to share this Big Mac, girl.
We're going to share all that. Chocolate shakes, all that. Just a different straw. No straws though. Shout out to the Turtles. We rocking with them. We trying to save them. But yeah, no, it's a great spot. It's not like a... You know what I mean? It's not over the top in terms of being like fancy, but it's really good food. And a lot of celebrities go there, like ASAP Rocky, been there, Kanye. So the food speaks for itself and the vibe and the ambiance is on point.
What did you think of Harold's? Did you have Harold's before that?
I had never had Harold's before that. And I feel like I got a little bit of a cheat code because I was in the kitchen. And they chefed me up something crazy.
Okay, so you got that special Harold.
Yes, sir. The Stay Eating, you know, special. Shout out to Harold. Shout out to my boy Chris.
You know, it's a Chicago spot, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course, I love Chicago.
Mostly in the urban areas, it's populated.
Oh, my God, bro. I ain't say it. He said it. I'm going wherever, bro.
Still, you know, I went to the premiere. I got my photo on the backdrop. Shout out to my actress date for the night, Miss Nika.
Shout out Miss Nika. She looked good. Y'all look good, man. Y'all were finessing.
Hey, it was nice to see you, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Harold's is dope. I just hadn't had it before, and I feel like I got a little bit of a cheat because they knew that I was filming.
That's
for the
fine, block. Though. So, all right.
It was solid, though. Shout out to Mild Sauce.
So, do you have a goal? Do you have a goal for the
travel
for Stay Eating, bro?
I got a lot of goals. My main goal, no lie, it sounds crazy, but like my imagination just be gone and I want to run with it sometimes. And like, ideally, my fault, y'all. My voice getting rocked. Ideally, I want to travel with it. But what I would want to do is no lie, like a tour, you know, like a concert tour with like an artist. So I would want to kind of do like a parody almost and like have cities. And so like the restaurant, if it was whatever, Chicago dates, and it'd be like 5 restaurants. You know what I mean? And then wherever, New Orleans.
So you need to find an artist.
That.
Right?
Too.
Find an artist who's a creative, mm-hmm. right? And pitch them the idea of having them be like a guest host, right? Right. You still are the main attraction. And they still
I don't have to be, though. food got to be the main.
You are stay eating, bro. Right, and that's okay.
I'll claim that. I'll take
right
that,
because yeah. you're. I think that your swagger helps the food and the story.
Appreciate it.
Right. And I like how you do it with guests sometimes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about that, because that is... Some episodes you do alone, some episodes you do with a guest, and some of the guests have been, like, comedians and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I try to bring in, you know, a lot of my friends are doing kind of what I'm doing, trying to build stuff up. So whether they're comedians, artists, actors, whatever it might be, I try to get people involved as much as possible. And a lot of times, people are very, very responsive, especially in music, which I wasn't 100% sure about. I don't want to give it away too much, but I've been in a lot of studio sessions lately, and I've been bringing around a suitcase, a metal suitcase. And in that suitcase is a type of food.
Interesting.
And I don't tell people what's in the suitcase. I just pull up and drop the suitcase, and somebody got to open it. And it's hilarious to see the reactions. Some people are scared. They're like, nah, I'm not touching that. Like, nah, I've been here before.
It's the same food or different food?
Right now, it's one brand. I'm kind of working on this, like, almost little partnership. Shout out to My Grandma's of New England. That's the company. I can't tell you what they make, but you could Google it. So I just gave it away. But they have one of the most fire, like, pieces of food. Pieces of deliciousness.
I don't know how much New England food I've had. Isn't that like a clam chowder kind of territory?
It is. That's definitely, you know, in that realm. But this is different. It's like more of a pastry. Shout out to the pastries worldwide.
Shout out to the pastries. All right. So then,
you know what I mean?
So then you, when you do these episodes, right, they accompany you on the journey. And
correct.
Y'all crack jokes about the food.
Yeah. My thing is, like, I really want to make it fun for the viewers and for us. Like, I don't want it to be a full-on production, at least at this point, because me, that's not really what I watch. I like stuff that's quick and, like, you know, funny and you know what I mean, highlights the food obviously too, but I really want to make it something that people remember and they don't get bored watching. Like, they don't want to skip it, so I try to do, like, some quick cuts, and we've done a couple vlogs and I like that too. I know people like those, but in terms of what I really want to do, at least right now, is definitely just quick cuts, like funny stuff, and just keeping it more interesting. I think that there's a lot of room to be original and kind of take the food thing to the next level, because it hasn't, I don't know, there's just a lot of room to expand.
It reminds me of, like, Jerry Seinfeld's Coffees and Comedians, where they go to coffee shops, but instead you guys go and not, you're talking about, like, career stuff and, like, you know, current events and stuff, but you're also feeding off the food and whatnot. So if there are artists out there that are interested in coming on an episode with you, should they reach out?
They should reach out. My phone number is psych. We ain't doing that. But no, they should definitely reach out. The only thing that I ask is that they have a spot.
Okay.
Because
that's like their own favorite or something that might be special to them.
Exactly. Because a lot of the conversation starts, you know, with why is this, you know, an important spot to you. And a lot of people from out here aren't from here. So a lot of times it'll be like, oh, it reminds me of home, or, you know what I mean? And then we expand off that. All right, what was it like at home? What was it like growing up? How'd you get into wanting to move to LA and pursue whatever you're working towards and all that?
Because most of us are not from LA, right?
Correct.
We're from all over the country.
All over.
And
beautiful thing.
I still think that LA has a lot of room to grow in the culinary space, right? Like,
yes,
right?
For sure.
Because I don't have a favorite spot yet.
That's all good, bro. You can still be on the show.
I'm still, you know, I got to hit up more places.
Yeah, there's a lot of spots to eat out here. A lot. And the food is fire.
The city in general is growing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that part's exciting. And you're actually in Hollywood, like you are in the thick of things, and that's how you come up on a lot of these opportunities, right? So what's that like? What's it like living on a block where so much shit is happening?
Man, there's a lot going on Hollywood Boulevard, I'll tell you that for sure. I like it though because it's busy. There's always something going on, so it gets me out of bed like every day, like early. Because I'm like, yo, people are out there going ham already. They might be on some other stuff, like some crazy stuff.
What's up with the crazy? Like that was one of the first things that I couldn't wrap my head around. Is like, why? How are there so many crackheads?
Dang, bro.
Right?
This going left real quick, bro. I'm here for the food, son.
All right, we can skip that topic. We can skip that. That's a personal preference. But it is some wild stuff, right? Can't avoid it because you're just trying your thing.
I'm just trying to eat, bro. If you see me out in them Hollywood streets, just let me go. I'm probably going to a restaurant, you know, just trying to get a plate.
All right, so let's go back to the traveling and the goal of the show.
Yes, for sure.
Right? So at some point, you're going to run out of restaurants in L.A., right?
Bugging, bro. This is the thing. I love L.A. It's dope, but I want to expand. So, like, when we were doing the shows this summer, I would try to choose, like, 2 to 3 restaurants in each city. You know what I mean? Hit them up ahead of time.
While you're kind of doing your thing, like, traveling.
Exactly. So, like, with Darius, we did one. We did Rolling Loud, and then we spoke at his school the next day, like, in his neighborhood in the Bronx. And then right after that, we went to, like, a bodega. And he was like, yo, this is, like, one of the best breakfast sandwiches you'll ever have. And, like, I just saw that, and it kind of clicked. And I was like, yo, this all ties together. You know what I mean? Everybody loves food. Musicians always traveling, you know what I mean, in the studio and whatnot. So it's always about where's the food. And in the studios, a lot of people just turn to me now because they know I do the food thing. So they're like, yo, where should we order from? Like, what's open? Who got what? And I'm like, I got what you need. You
know, and it's like an experience for them.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of. So,
at least for the artists in the studio.
Yeah, for sure. And I got good food recommendations. You know, I'm not trying to be all over the top, big-headed, but I know some good food spots. So
here's what we're going to need to do, right? We're going to need to package this up. We're going to need to get a development executive over at Netflix to sit down with you.
I'm down.
Right? And do, you know, talk, I don't know, how many episodes can you pump out in a city? Like, man, 16 episodes per city?
Yeah, at least, for sure. Because, like, with me, when I travel, I like everything to be very, you know, set up. You know what I mean? My schedule is very tight. I don't like to be in cities for more than like 3 days, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I just get there, get what I got to do done, and then bounce. But I really do want to travel. I also want to give back a lot with the food thing. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that really do need food. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's an actual thing, and I don't want to just be blind to that and look past that as well. Especially since we're starting to get, you know, free food and stuff. I'm trying to figure out a way. So whether it's every time we eat, we get something to go, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And bring it to people. And we've done that a couple of times. So I'm trying to think of a bigger, more broad way to do that on a bigger scale too. Because I want to do like Thanksgiving. I want to do food drives. And I have a bunch of ideas like that. But it's stuff that I don't have all the way nailed down yet.
Well, look, I appreciate it. I'm a fan. When I see the stuff, I
appreciate that, bro.
I you know, I take a gander. I wish I had more time to go check these places out. Do you?
I want to do an app
for to help
my
people
bad,
find.
Not to cut you off.
Well,
yeah.
Look, hey, Yelp. You know, holla at
I'm
your
on
boy.
Yelp. Hey, my holla Yelp goes boy. Crazy, bro. I'm dropping, you know, mixtapes on Yelp. No lie, check it out.
You do something up some Stay branded, Yelp, right? Like, me. You don't gotta build the app. You can team up with somebody that's already got the network, right? Like,
that's true.
Yelp probably needs a little bit more swagger in their game right now. Let's be honest.
I'm with that. I didn't say it because they might reach out to me. But
I'm putting this idea out there. So holla at me to holla at your boy.
Yep.
Do a little co-branded. Right?
I'm with that. Shout out my girl Amy. She worked there right now and she actually reached out to me. Because my Yelp, I need to be more consistent with it. But my Yelp is what I try to do for each restaurant is leave like a lighthearted review. So it's not like anybody else's Yelp review. Oh, it came out a little bit cold. Oh, like I waited 2 minutes for my food. I can't believe it. Like, I'm not into that. Anytime I eat, I'm grateful. I joke around a lot, but I'm very, very grateful with food. And I never turn food back, all that. Like, I'm very grateful about it. So when I do the Yelp reviews, it's kind of not making fun of the people that go over the top of it, but just having a realistic, you know, take on it. Like, yo, the food was really good. But people in here working hard, you know, all that. I want to kind of bring all that to the forefront.
Because that has an impact, right? Like, when people are traveling or coming to Los Angeles, we've done it. We look places up on Yelp that are in our area, and the algorithm gives us a list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're naturally drawn towards the number one.
Exactly.
So having a review, what's your name on there? Is it Stay Eating,
bro? Stay Eating, bro. Tap in, man. I'm blowing up on y'all. I'm gaining weight, as they say. No pun intended.
So that's extremely valuable for the restaurant. So, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. A lot of restaurants are really into Yelp. So I need to become more consistent with it, and I need Yelp to hit me up.
Well, you know what? I wonder if you could add a link of your video to the Yelp review. I wonder if that's a good thing.
Yeah,
right? We should look into that.
We're going to do that right after this, y'all.
Because that is almost more powerful than what you're actually saying.
No, that's a really, really good idea. I don't know if that lets you do that, but we gotta check it out.
Yeah, no, you know, that's me, man. I'm the ideas guy, right? Like all day, right?
We need that.
But I do see that this could turn into something big, right? Which is why we're having this conversation. And we had this conversation like a year ago, right? Like when you had like 6 episodes, maybe even less, right?
Maybe even less than that, for sure.
Because I want to see this take off.
I appreciate it.
What's interesting is that not only are you the host, but you're the editor.
I gotta do it all, bro. My pockets ain't hitting like I wish they were yet, so I'm doing it all, man. So all the restaurants were a little bit behind. I apologize, it's on me. You know, you can Yelp me bad if you want.
Yeah, hey, any editors out there that want to help, my man, just stick to the hosting and the entertaining.
I would love that, man. It would make everything go smoother. I think the show would even, you know, benefit from it, because I wouldn't have to worry. I just put all that time and effort, I'm thinking about editing and whatnot, into being present with the food.
Editing is hard. I'm an editor. I edit. I get it. Like, you fall behind on things, and editing yourself is even harder, right?
No, facts, bro. Because you overthink everything.
Everything.
Bro, my hat might be like this, and I'm like, oh, nah, hold on. Hold on. We got to go all the way back.
What's your learning curve been like? At some point, like, a year ago, you probably hadn't edited. How long ago did you start editing?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I really hadn't done it before, like, last year. And now it's to the point where I kind of have a rhythm down, but I really want to incorporate a lot more, like, effects.
Okay.
Visual effects and whatnot. Especially with, you know, the post-production, but also I have some ideas for, like, filming as well.
Yeah, like some, that, you know, some, like,
some wavy swings stuff.
Swings and some pan-ins and stuff like that.
I'm just thinking different, and because I'm tapped in with a lot of music people, I'm talking to a couple, like, music video directors that do hip-hop stuff.
Nice.
That are, like, very well-established in different, you know, not in L.A., but in Miami. And so we're plotting something where it'd be shot, the food episode would be shot like a music video.
Hi.
But this one, you know, video director has a very distinct style and has worked with a lot of huge artists from the area. And he's all for it. So stay tuned for that. I got to get a ticket to Miami too if anybody got an extra plane.
Well, look, Miami's popping right now because it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. I got to wait.
4 hours.
We're going to catch it next weekend. But yeah, no, I'm just trying to think outside the box for that. Like, I really like to incorporate.
So you don't want to be an editor?
No, sirree. I do it, though, because, you know, you just got to get the job done. I think a lot of people that shortfall, especially out here, is their ego gets in the way sometimes.
Sure.
You know, no, I don't edit. Like, I'm the star of the show. Or I'm whatever. Like, I'm not into that. I'm into, if you're the boss, you got to do everything. You got to sweep the floor at your spot.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I'm always be like that. You know, hopefully I get a little more money, but my mentality will stay the same.
Look, we're going to try and get you some of these brand sponsorships.
Yeah, and clothing, too. Right? Anybody with a clothing brand, reach out to me, because I'm starting to wear other people's clothes, you know, in these episodes rather than just... Now, hey, nothing against True Religion. I rock with them. One of the most comfortable brands ever.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's very comfortable. You see Velvet Vibes. What is this called? Suede? I don't even know, but it's comfortable.
That's a nice hat, though. What other gear do you have?
Got some t-shirts, crop tops for the ladies, you know, like the hooded crop tops. Yeah, a bunch of hats. Got some sweatpants. Got a tracksuit. I rock with tracksuits all day.
Yeah, I'm a big tracksuit guy.
Yeah, those are custom pieces
I feel like it gets too hot in LA for tracksuits.
It is, but if the vibe is right and your swag's cool enough, you can rock it, bro.
All right.
You got it.
What else you want to talk about? What else is out there? Did we cover everything with the show? What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like we got pretty much everything. We are definitely like interested though. Like you said, people reaching out. We were kind of joking about it earlier, but for sure, I know there's a lot of, you know, students and whatnot at like USC and sure. UCLA, like the film and entertainment aspects or, you know, parts of the schools there. Yeah, any of y'all that want to help out, we're definitely for it. I know kids like in those situations are a lot of times looking to get their hands on something that's rolling already in terms of projects, and we definitely open to that.
So that's production people interested in getting involved in something. And the good thing about that, people listening and watching, is you're not going to waste a lot of their time, right?
Correct.
And out, you want to take care of business,
right?
Right. So then people can reach out for that, but also any artists, comedians, actors, people doing things in LA that have a place that's personal to them, right? Their burrito place, their salad bowl place, whatever.
Not the salad bowls, too healthy.
You gotta do some salad, man.
Bro, shout out to the salads worldwide, but I ain't rocking with them yet, bro. I need a little more time to adjust.
So how, I mean, you eat some shitty food.
Dang, bro, all right.
But you're in good shape. What's the secret?
My metabolism for right now. Shout out to my metabolism. I appreciate whoever created that for me. Because, yeah, my diet is... I joke around about my diet a lot, but I really do need to, like... I'm getting a little older, so I do need to, like,
cut down. Oh, kick in.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I also, I'm pretty active. I try to do running before I shoot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If we got a shoot coming, I'm going to hit running before. But I don't go to the gym, bro. Weights are way too heavy for me. I'm good on that. I ain't trying to lift nothing heavy like that. I'm cool. Plus, I be getting tired running, so I'm good on that, too.
Well, look, running is a good exercise. Like, that'll keep you covered with the sun and the sweat.
Yeah.
The water. You'll be all right.
For now.
Yeah. All right. And then, thirdly,
yeah,
restaurants, locations. Yes,
yeah.
Are you open to food trucks? Are you open to chefs? Are you open to culinary alternatives to get... staying involved, right? Are those ideas you would be open to?
Absolutely. Food trucks, we haven't tapped into a whole lot yet. I would like to, though. I'm not going to lie. We just haven't kind of got
it's
around
it. It's a thing
to
out here, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's something that I didn't always have, you know what I mean? Like, out here, it's so big because I feel like, obviously, the weather plays a big part. But there's also just so many people that, so many different cultures. It's so easy to just walk across the street and get good, authentic food. So I definitely want to tap into that more. And then chefs, as you mentioned, is another huge thing. I really want to get in more with some chefs and especially just get in the kitchen. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier with the 45-minute thing. Is like, it doesn't always have to be a full production. Like, maybe yeah. they're like, hey, I really want to highlight these two dishes, but I want you to show the whole process of me making it in the kitchen and then, you know, bringing it out, plating it and all that. So that's something I definitely want to tap into more. There's a couple like personal chefs that reached out to us, which is dope. And I want to kind of figure out a way to do that. Like one of them cooks for dudes in the league in the yeah. NBA. You know what I mean? So just it would be a cool way to kind of look into that world.
Right.
Especially with pro athletes and their diets, you know, like Tom Brady, the GOAT. But yeah. like his diet, you know what I mean? It's just little stuff that totally. People don't always get to see. So that's definitely something that we want to, you know, work towards. So any personal chefs as well, for sure, reach out.
All right, so then, where can people follow you, right? Like, you hit the subscribe button on the YouTube channel.
Please, yeah, that's a big thing, and I don't push that enough. Please do that.
Hit you with the follow on the IG, because a lot of your stuff goes to the IG,
a lot
right?
on IG, for sure. That's, like, the main thing right
those
now.
Those two.
Yeah.
If you're interested, follow those two places.
At StayEatingBruh, youtube.com/StayEatingBruh. And my personal Instagram is Miles in the Cut, because I just be in the cut. I'm chilling. Unless you got a crazy plate of food or we're going to the studio, I'm chilling. I'm not going out to the clubs. I'm not into all that. So
great. Wonderful.
I'm trying to work.
That's why we're having this conversation. And that's why I wanted to have you on this episode on the show, because I've seen where you've come from and what you've been doing. And a lot of it is driven by the hustle, right?
I appreciate it, and
I like how you didn't really have this idea, right? Like it wasn't like it came from action. It came from doing mm-hmm. things, right? It came from feedback, right? That's kind of how it developed.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So what I like about that is That sometimes if people are confused, right, or they don't know what they want to do in life, just keep doing things and something might evolve. So
exactly.
I like that. And
appreciate that.
The YouTube channel is growing. But let's see if we can get some of these other people and brands and stuff involved and get you traveling around the world and doing this shit.
I appreciate it. That's the goal, for real. Like, I've been the past like 6-7 months even has been crazy, like such a blessing. Like, I've been traveling and shooting like amazing musicians and everything at these crazy venues that I always grew up, like, you know, looking up to. And I'm realizing now that like my lane is really food. Like, I can tie it in with the music stuff, and I'm always love going to shows and whatnot. But I realize that these artists and everything, they rock with me. Like,
sure.
If I pull up with a suitcase full of food, they're doing it. Like, they're cool with it. They're like, yeah, let's get it. Like, you know what I mean? In the dressing room, green room, whatever, backstage, all that. I want to be, one goal of mine, first time ever saying it on the Cyprian Francis show, is to be brought out on stage for, like, you know, a rap show.
Oh,
or
shit.
With the case, open the case, and throw some food in the crowd. You know what I mean?
Someone make that happen.
Please. Hey, all you rappers, bro, we need a little, like, 50. I got to have at least 500 people in the crowd, though. At least. Because I'm trying to huck something. Like, I got an arm. Whoop!
Well, you going to hit somebody in the head with a cheeseburger with that move.
Hey, it's all good, bro. Cheeseburgers is soft. It'll hit you with the 1-2 and you'll still be alive, bro. It's cool. But yes, what you were saying earlier, though, 50, he had a good speech and I respect it. But the thing he said almost right off the bat just hit me the most. And he was like, you just have to do stuff. He mm-hmm. didn't say stuff. But like,
what did he say? He said shit.
Exactly. Me, I'm for the kids, so I ain't gonna say it. But yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Not for the kids.
That.
I'm the opposite of for the kids.
You know, I'm trying to keep all lanes open, trying to speak at schools and all that. But no, he said, he was like, you just have to do stuff. He said, I didn't have any background in TV and, you know what I mean, any of that. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I just surrounded myself with it and I learned and I showed people that I wanted to work and I was willing to hustle. And that just really, really stuck with me. And I agree. Like, exactly with what you said. You just got to do stuff. You got to start working towards something and just go with it.
Like all these actors out here, right? Like, I meet a lot of actors or mm-hmm. so-called actors. Uh-oh. And they're not doing enough. But the ones that are starting to see the growth. And, right? Because, you know,
facts.
There's a lot of fish in L.A., right? So you got to keep doing things. And
you got to do things. You got to do a lot of things for free, too. A lot of people
that,
don't want to do
sucks.
That.
That sucks. It hurts.
You got to do that. That'll build your brand, though. That'll build it. You might be like, dang, I never thought I was going to do this, but you got to do stuff, and that'll pay off in the long run. Trust me.
Totally. All right, so let's go ahead and close the show out here, let's do it. You know, about with some advice, right? Like, I know you just touched on some things, but let's put yourself in the shoes of, you just got to LA.
Yeah.
It's your first week.
Yeah.
What are you telling that person?
Get out and do something. For real.
Like what? Where do they go?
Just get out. If you want to do photography, get out on Hollywood Boulevard or Melrose. Just start talking to people. Yo, this is my Instagram. If you have a website, boom, print cards, hand it out. A lot of people out here are very receptive because a lot of people are, you know, working towards mm-hmm. something. So it's not like some other cities and whatnot where people are just going to turn a blind eye. Like, nah, I'm not. Nah. People actually might check out your stuff from that. But you got to just be out there. I was on Melrose the other day and I was like, dang. If I was like a photographer and I just needed, you know, clients or whatnot, that's exactly what I'd do.
Because the IG girls, they go there and they're ready.
Everybody.
They're posing and, you know, everybody. They have 200,000 followers. And
exactly. Like, just go with your camera. Hey, can I get a couple shots of you? Blah, blah, blah. I'm working on building up my portfolio. Stuff like that. You just got to kind of think outside the box. But then also you got to take care of what you need. You know what I mean? You got to have a place to stay. You got to, there's a lot of boxes to check off.
That people forget when they move out here, right? They're just like,
exactly.
And I've talked to a lot of them. Hey, I'm just going to figure it out. Well, that takes, you know, 6 months of figuring it out, and you really can fall behind on that.
Yep, and save money. It's an expensive city, and it's a very distracting city. It's very easy to get confused with going out and partying and networking. is a big difference. And a lot of people don't understand that. Or they like to make an excuse in their head. Oh, I'm going to another party. Or I'm going to this event to network. And that's not really what they're there for. But it's easy to kind of make that excuse because there might be a couple famous people or something like that. But that's not really going to get you to that next step in whatever you're working towards.
Unless you have a TV show that's growing on YouTube that is interesting and unique.
There you go.
And you can provide them a valuable opportunity to cross brand, right?
Exactly. If you move out here with that, first night, go out and have that be your pitch. Don't be out here trying to get girls or guys or whatever. Like, that should be your pitch. Like, you came out here for a motive and a reason, and stick with that. Don't get distracted, because it's very easy to get distracted out here.
And it takes time, right? Three years in, still grinding, right? People come out thinking, you know,
it's over
6 months.
That's why a lot of people don't make it more than like a year here, because they think it's going to happen overnight and they don't have the work ethic to continue. You know what I mean? For me, the past like 6-7 months is when I first finally really started gaining momentum. Before that, it was just grinding, but it was that faith and mentality of, yo, I'm going to make it work, and I'm not going to just be out here wasting time. Like, I'm going to be at least working towards something. If I'm not working towards something, I'm going to be working a job, a bar, or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to make money. Everything that I was trying to do now took money. I was going to the studio. If I was recording, that's money. If I wanted to travel for something, that's money. So if I wasn't doing something directly, you know, dedicated to the show or anything like that, I would be like, I'm working. So then when something does pop up, you know what I mean, I have the financial stability to take a jump and make something happen, or at least try.
Well, you're doing a good job. The show is great.
Thank you. I
advise everyone to go check it out, subscribe.
Why not?
Fully created, produced, edited by my man, Miles, right? And he does a good job on a couple of other people, right? Go ahead, throw them out, give them shout outs.
Nicole, Clay, you know, one of the first real video guys that we had. That
my boy Clay, back in Chicago.
Chicago, yep. We're trying to go back there.
He didn't want to hang out with us here in Los Angeles.
Man, he left us here, bro. But we coming back. We filmed in Chicago together, so I'm going to come back for sure.
When the weather clears up, right? We'll give it another 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, I also want to go to Blackhawks game, but we're getting off track here. Yes, please subscribe. Hit me up with a food spot. You don't have to even be like working towards being an actor or whatever it might be. You could literally just have a dope food spot that you want me to check out. If you don't want to be on camera, and just send it to me and I'll go.
And if they hook it up with the free food, right?
Don't ask for me for no Venmo or anything. That was on you.
If you're an actor, you got a spot, you going to cover the bill, get you on an episode. Stay eating, bro.
Stay eating, bro. Worldwide. Stay eating, bro. You know, stay eating, sis, whatever. It's 2020, so we rocking. Wherever you want to go with it, stay eating, whatever.
All right, Miles, I appreciate you coming on to the
show. Thank you, bro. This is really my first podcast that I've been like a guest on, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you are my first guest. So I appreciate you respecting that. Maybe I could put a show together that's somewhat interesting that people want to check out. But we're, you know, we're just out here in Hollywood trying to educate people on what's going on in media, marketing, film.
Yeah,
you're doing all of it. I think that your advice can, you know, benefit people. And so, you know, thank you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it for real. And thank y'all for watching. Stay tuned into my man. He's going to have some amazing guests. I already know I was, you know, just the first one. So don't look at me. The next ones are going to be the amazing ones. Stay in, bro. All
right, guys. Peace out. Hit me with the follow. Hit my man Miles with the follow.
All that.
It'll follow be all in the links and all that shit.
Yeah.
We're going to go watch the Super Bowl now. All right. Peace.
I'm going to go work. Peace.